Welcome to The Word for Today, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Chuck Smith of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California. Pastor Chuck is currently leading us on a verse-by-verse venture through the entire Bible. And on today's edition of The Word for Today, we'll be continuing with The Reign of Uzziah as we pick up in 2 Chronicles, chapter 26, verse 1. Now with today's message, here's Pastor Chuck Smith.
Chapter 26, then all of the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him the king in the place of his father Amaziah. And he built Eloth, which is the present-day Eilat, that coastal city down in the area of the Gulf. And he built the city of Eloth, or he rebuilt it and restored it to Judah after that Amaziah had slept with his fathers. He was 16 years old when he began to reign. He reigned for 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah, and she was from Jerusalem. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. I always sort of thrill with anticipation when I read that. I cringe when I read, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, because you know that that's going to be followed by a downhill plunge. When it reads, and he did that which was right, you know that you're going to have a successful reign. His relationship with God was an important factor, and it surely affected how he reigned and the kind of a reign that he had, according to all that his father Amaziah did. Now, Amaziah, the writer here, graciously overlooks his worship of these gods of the Edomites, which was a horrible sin for which he was punished. But we read, he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. Now, it should be noted that during the reign of Uzziah, Isaiah was alive. In fact, Isaiah began his ministry at the death of Uzziah. But we read, he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. But here's a man, Zechariah, the only place in the scripture where he's mentioned. We don't know who he is. We don't know a single thing about him, except that he had understanding in the visions of God. But the implication is that he had a strong influence on Uzziah, that as long as he was alive, he exerted that influence over Uzziah. So Uzziah sought the Lord all of the days of Zechariah, who had the understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made his ways to prosper. Putting God first in our lives is so important. If we put God first in our lives, God will take care of the other issues of our lives. If we put first the other issues of our lives, then we will be so busy trying to take care of the other issues, you'll have no time for God. But if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, God will take care of everything else. Now, this is the mistake that is so commonly made. We are so concerned with taking care of everything else, so concerned with getting enough money to pay the bills and all, that we're constantly, our nose is at the grindstone. Whereas if we would get the priorities of our lives corrected, putting God first and seeking God first, then God would take care of the physical needs of our lives. Jesus said that the Gentiles were always worried about what they were going to eat, what they were going to drink, and what they were going to wear. But he said, don't worry about tomorrow. You shouldn't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear. After all of these things do the Gentiles or the heathen seek. But you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. Now here is an example of a king who sought the Lord, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made his ways to prosper. It was God who was with him, who blessed him, who made his ways to prosper. When Joshua took over the rulership of the people of Israel from Moses, the leadership, I should say, Moses charged Joshua to meditate in the law, to put it into practice. And thus, he said, shall you make your way prosperous, and thus you will have good success. Seek the law of the Lord. Seek to follow the law of the Lord. Now, David in the first Psalm talks about the blessedness of the man who will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And among the other things, he said, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. God will bless that person who puts God first, who seeks God with all of his heart. That person will be blessed of God. And so Uzziah, a classic example. As long as he sought the Lord, God made his ways to prosper. And then we read of his prosperity. Prosperity in the field of battle, conquering over his enemies. Now, the Philistines were perennial enemies, a strong people, and they inhabited the coastal areas, the southern coastal areas of Israel, and they were a very strong people, powerful people, large people, and they were a perennial enemy to Israel. But under the reign of Uzziah, he went forth and he warred against the Philistines. He broke down the walls of the city of Gath, one of the major Philistine cities, the walls of Jebna, and the wall of Ashdod, which of course is another Philistine city over in the coast. And he built cities around Ashdod, that is, he established West Bank settlements in the Philistine territory. And so what the Jews are doing today isn't really anything new, the establishing of settlements on the West Bank. It's a practice that Uzziah did. When he conquered this city of Ashdod, he planted settlements around the city of Ashdod, planted the Jewish people in that coastal area. And God helped him. Notice, God made him to prosper. Now again, it's affirmed, God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gur Baal and the Mehunims. And so God was with him and he was prosperous in battle. The Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah. They began to pay tribute, so he was prosperous in a material way, financially. And his name spread abroad, even to the entering in of Egypt. Everybody heard of the greatness, the fame, the power of Uzziah. His name spread abroad. For he strengthened himself exceedingly. So he became strong. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate and at the valley gate and at the turning of the wall and fortified them. Now, under the reign of his father Amaziah, when he had the war with Joash, you remember Joash came to Jerusalem and tore down 600 feet of the wall. So now Uzziah is repairing the wall of Jerusalem. Not only does he repair the wall, but he built towers on the walls near the gates for extra protection. And then he built towers in the desert. Now, these towers in the deserted areas were watchtowers. And even today, as you go through Israel, you will see out in the fields the remains still of some of these watchtowers. The people during the winter time would move within the walled cities. In the spring, they would move out to the countryside where they had their fields, and they would plant the fields and remain in the fields, cultivating them and then harvesting them in the fall. In the fields, they had built these towers, and as I say, you can see them today. They would move into the lower part of the towers, and then in the upper part of the tower, they would use that as a watchtower to watch for people ripping off their watermelons or their crops. So he built these towers because they had a lot of cattle. They dug many wells. And then they had the husbandmen and the vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved agriculture, husbandry. And so the valleys filled with the cattle, the hillsides covered with vineyards and orchards, and a prosperous king and a prosperous reign. Moreover, Uzziah had a host of fighting men that went out to war by bands, according to the number of the account of the hand of Jael, the scribe of Maaseiah, the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. And don't ask me to read you any more names. That's your quota. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. That is, that's how many captains they had, but they had an army of 307,500 men. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all of the host shields and spears, helmets and habergeons, and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem war engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones with them. And his name spread abroad, and he was marvelously helped until he was strong. So they devised these inventions, these machines, probably crossbow types of machines for shooting arrows, and then these machines that would hurl these big stones. Now, over in Israel today, in the area of the Herodian, you will see a pile of round stones that have been chipped round, and they're round like a ball. They had great chippers. And you try to lift them, and I would estimate their weight at about 150 pounds. And these balls, round rocks, were used as some of the first kind of cannon balls shot with catapults. And you can imagine the damage that a rock this size could do. And so he had developed these weapons of war. He had a well-armored army with the shields, the helmets, and their bows and slings. But his name again spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. Here's the second mention to his name. He was popular. Uzziah was an extremely popular king, so that everyone was talking about him. And that's what his name spread abroad really means. Everybody was talking about Uzziah. Everywhere you'd go, you'd hear his name in the conversation of the people. He was admired and looked up to by the people, because he was strong and brought the nation into a position of great strength. With Uzziah sitting on the throne, people had tremendous confidence. They weren't worried about the enemies. They weren't worried about their problems. It was a time of national prosperity. Unemployment was down. Prosperity was up. Everybody was feeling great. You know, happy times are here. When Uzziah died, there went sort of a shudder through the people. Here is this popular king. He's now dead. What are we going to do? His son is not the equal to his father. What's going to happen to us now? And during that time, when there was this sort of unrest at the death of Uzziah, is when Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, sitting on the throne. The throne is empty. Uzziah is dead. No, the throne isn't empty. Isaiah got a vision of the Lord sitting upon the throne. And what confidence that brings when you realize God rules and God reigns. So he was strong, but then, verse 16, tragedy strikes. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. Pride goeth before destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall. Pride to his own destruction. There is a danger to success. There is a danger in prosperity. The danger of success is feeling independent of God. The danger of success is feeling that you can do anything. We feel that we finally have found the secret formula, and we feel that we're capable now of doing anything we wish to do, and that we can somehow put God aside and we can live independent of God. Such was the case with Uzziah. When he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against Jehovah his God and went into the temple of Jehovah to burn incense upon the altar of incense. The first king of Israel, Saul, had gone to Gibeon to meet Samuel at the time that the Philistines were invading the land. When Samuel did not show up immediately, and the Philistines were approaching and the people were getting excited, Saul offered a sacrifice unto the Lord. And while the smoke of the sacrifice was still going up, Samuel came and he said, Saul, what have you done? And Saul said, well, the people were getting so nervous and frightened that I forced myself and I offered the sacrifice. And he said, you have done foolishly. You see, Saul was called to be a king, not a priest. He had no business intruding into the priestly act of offering a sacrifice. That was not his job. He was intruding into an area where he had not been called of God to serve. Now, here is Uzziah following the same foolish mistake of Saul, the first king, in that he now is going into the temple to offer incense at the altar of incense. This was a job that was reserved for the priests. Only the priests were to go into the holy place, and only the high priest into the Holy of Holies. And so he is treading into an area where he doesn't belong. He is seeking to do something that he was not called of God to do. Though it may look on the surface as, hey, it's a part of my worship of God, God has prescribed the way he is to be approached and the way he is to be worshiped. And if we do not follow God's prescribed patterns, then we are intruding in areas where we have no business being. I think of so much of the worship today that is not really prescribed by God, but developed by man, and much of it copied after pagan religions. And I often wonder what God's attitude is concerning these things that come not really from the scriptures, but are following the patterns of other religions.
We'll continue with more of our study through the book of 2 Chronicles in our next lesson, as we continue with The Penalty of Uzziah. And we do hope you'll make plans to join us. But right now, I'd like to remind you that if you missed any part of today's message, or perhaps you'd like to order a copy for that special friend or loved one, you can do so by simply contacting one of our customer service representatives, and they'd be more than happy to assist you with the ordering details. Simply call 1-800-272-WORD. And phone orders can be taken Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Once again, our toll-free number is 1-800-272-9673. And for your added convenience, you can order online anytime when you go to thewordfortoday.org. And while you're there, be sure to browse through the additional resources that include Bible studies, commentaries, CDs, DVDs, and so much more. Once again, that's The Word for Today online at thewordfortoday.org. And for those of you who still prefer to write, you can use our mailing address, which is The Word for Today, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And be sure to include the call letters of this station with your correspondence. And now, on behalf of The Word for Today, we'd like to thank all of you who share in supporting this ministry with your prayers and financial support. And be sure to join us again next time as Pastor Chuck Smith continues his verse-by-verse study through the book of 2 Chronicles. That's right here on the next edition of The Word for Today. Now, once again, here's Pastor Chuck Smith.
May the Lord bless you and cause you to grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May you increase in your understanding and knowledge of Him. May you be freed from that power of darkness, the corruption that is in the world through lust. And may you grow up in Him in all things, being strengthened, and may you increase day by day in His richness, in His love, in His grace, in His word, in Jesus' name.
Every Christian woman has a calling upon her life. If you're in the workplace Monday through Friday, you have a ministry. If you're a wife or a mother, you too have a calling. Or if you simply are going to school, you have a ministry. The question is, have you laid hold of what God has called you to do? Or let me ask you this, are you sure you know what your calling is? Well, ladies, I have a special surprise for you. The Word for Today is making available the When Leaders Lead Women's Conference on DVD with a bonus MP3 that has over 40 messages to assist women to discover God's call and then to equip, teach, and encourage them to minister the gospel to others. Topics include how to witness to loved ones, balancing ministry and motherhood, coping with conflict, counseling with compassion, discipling others, and knowing the Lord's will. There are even messages geared to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and teaching a Bible study. To find out more, call The Word for Today at 714-825-WORD or contact them online at thewordfortoday.org.
This program has been sponsored by The Word for Today in Costa Mesa, California.